can't actually have government run effectively if the top people aren't there, particularly in the management position. So four quick ideas on this. Number one, we need to focus better on how governments start through presidential transitions. Every administration gets behind the eight ball. They don't get their people in quickly enough. Clay Johnson talks about this in a very compelling way. Every new administration should have their top 100 people in by May 1 and the top 400 by the August recess. It's possible, but it requires a different expectation and different level of cooperation between an incoming administration and Congress. But that should be the goal, and we should be focusing on that right now to make that happen. Number two, we need to build off the success of S-679, which reduced the number of Senate-confirmed positions. There are more to be reduced. They don't need to be Senate-confirmed. And frankly, we should be changing at least the management positions away from Senate-confirmed political spots to career positions or term appointments with a performance contract. No need for them to be political appointees. It creates great disruption, doesn't enable the long-term management work that needs to be done inside the agencies. Number three, we need to ensure that...
You're two for two.
All right. Ensure the appointees are well-prepared. Today, it's misery. The attention's focused entirely on the picking and not on the preparation. And in particular, the time between the ever-lengthening time between nomination and confirmation isn't being used well. New nominees believe they can't do anything because the Senate would be offended, when in fact that's the time when they actually should be preparing to do their jobs well. And this committee and the Senate in general could be signaling to them that they should be actually getting ready to do the job well, and that would have huge impact in making sure they start effectively, which doesn't happen today. And number four, we need to see some improvements in the presidential transition process. Senator Kaufman championed some legislation that made some real improvements. It's time to have a hearing here to look at those improvements and see what more can be done, because there really are some additional things that do need to be done that Senator Kaufman supports. We got to focus on execution and engage the private sector. Obviously, we see this again and again, whether it's health.gov. Too much focus on the ideas and not in getting the stuff done, and that's not working things well. Congress has a big role to play on that. If you look at the number of hours there have been oversight hearings, it's been going down. So it's not just legislation passing, it's an oversight hearing. We're not seeing Congress focusing on programs before there is a problem, and we need to see more of that. So just the numbers, 5,397 hours in the 104th Congress, only 3,758 in the 111th. We need more oversight hearings. Number two, we need to engage the private sector more effectively. One concrete idea we have is creating a public-private sector exchange, talent exchange, that would be akin to what exists right now for nonprofits and state and local government. That would be a really great way of getting government people into the private sector to learn best practice and vice versa. And then finally, you might even consider whether you detail Hill staff to federal agencies, because frankly, there's not enough information amongst the Hill staff about what's actually happening inside the agencies. Mm-hmm. And that would be, you know, again, novel idea, but a big deal. Number three, we've got to treat government as a single integrated enterprise. We did a report on this. And this is something that Senator Coburn and I were just talking about. I think his legislation is really important. Your legislation is very important. But what it's missing, honestly, is we don't have an integrated strategic plan for what government's trying to achieve. We need to know what's happening with the programs, but honestly, we need to see how those programs are tied to a core set of objectives across government. And that needs to be a presidential, you know, priority and something that's identified for everybody to understand. It's a common sense notion that Dave Walker proposed many years ago. You can't do anything without that plan. We also need to see the president driving that through the PMC. Number four, we need to celebrate what is working in government. No organization I've ever seen gets better if all you do is find things that are wrong with it. That's what we have today. We have IGs. We have, you know, to the extent there's oversight on Congress, to the media, it's always finding things that are wrong. The way an organization gets better is not only to find things that are wrong, but also to find out what's right and get to be, they have that celebrated and make that something that's replicated. And this committee, again, could be, you know, pushing in that direction. We do something called the Service to America Medals, the SAMMEs, which identifies great, incredibly impactful stories, you know, amputees from the military that are brought back to the battlefield, the gentleman who eradicated polio in India. The stories go on and on and on. The person at the Air Force that saved $1 billion in fuel costs on an annual basis. There are wonderful stories out there that no one sees and therefore no one can replicate. We need to bring those things up. It's a bright spot analysis that, again, any business person will tell you is the way to drive good change. It doesn't happen in government. We need more of that. And I hope you'll come to the SAMMEs celebration. We've got an event here on May 6th for the finalists and then the gala on the 22nd. Number five, we need to hold agency leaders accountable for managing their people well. And that's not happening right now. In our best places to work rankings, we see employee morale, you know, really plummeting. And what's interesting to me, though, is despite its plummeting overall, a quarter of the organizations in government are seeing increases, places like NASA. And it's all about the leadership. That's what the data tells us. And we need to make sure we're investing in those leaders and holding them accountable. This committee can be asking questions about employee morale to the top leadership. And one very concrete thing that could take place is that you could pass a law or require agencies to include employee morale as a performance plan requirement for both the political and career leadership in government. That's what Ray LaHood did at the Department of Transportation. He built it into the performance evaluation system, and they saw the biggest change at Department of Transportation of any major agency over 2 years. So it was really quite impressive. And then we also need this data faster. So it's really critical, important data. It's kind of taking 5 or 6 months. We need to get it out much quicker. Number six, we need to develop the senior leaders, career leaders in government, in addition to the political leaders. And we're not seeing them treated as an enterprise asset. One of the things we think ought to happen is legislation that would reform the SES. An element of that would be to require that new SES members actually have worked in multiple sectors or multiple levels of government or multiple agencies before they become an SES member. Today, it's a very insular group. It doesn't represent the kind of skills and talents, the enterprise view that we actually need. And we also need to make sure the investments, the actual development and training investments are taking place for this critical group as well. So quickly then, seven, we need a scorecard for the political leaders. Robert talks about that in his testimony. He's absolutely right. The only elements that I think that I would highlight more from what he has to say is that we need this to be a presidential priority. President Bush got that right. And we need actually the specific metrics, the people metrics, to be included, like quality of hire, their employee engagement. And then lastly, we need a reform of the whole civil service system. It's 60 to 100 years old, depending on what piece of it that you actually touch. It's desperately broken. We're putting out a report on this on Wednesday. That's a new framework. At minimum, we need the conversation. The last time there was any real reform at all, there were 7 days of hearings. That's what we actually need to see here and now. There are things that are truly desperately broken. Compensation system right now, all federal employees are paid the same at a set level in government. It makes no sense. You're paying a physicist the same as a physical therapist if there's some putative level in government, and that is not how any other organization works. This system worked terrifically well when it was first built. Nothing has stayed the same in the last 60 to 100 years. We need to revisit it. The people need it. The people in government are wonderful. They're not being supported by the system that is supposed to help them.